Welcome into another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. It is Thursday, April 24th. I'm your host, J.R. Davis. The big story today, obviously you probably saw it yesterday, the New York Times and the Kaiser Family Foundation are out with new polls in four key Southern Senate races. Of course, the one everyone talking about, not just in Arkansas, but nationally, the one between Senator Mark Pryor and Congressman Tom Cotton. It actually shows Pryor up 10 points, 46-36. Of course, there's been a lot of polls. It is just April. We're keeping that in mind. I am excited to have Professor Dr. Jay Bartha, Hendricks College political science professor, joining us today. Thanks so much for taking some time. I appreciate that.
Sure thing, JR.
All right, so obviously you deal with this constantly. We saw a Talk Business Hendricks College poll a while back that had the senator up about 3 points. What do you see when you look at these? When you look at this poll in particular?
Well, what I see is a couple of things. Is that the senator has clearly kind of held off what a lot of folks thought would happen, which would be a real undermining of his polling numbers. Instead, he stood pretty firm, and obviously probably has at least some lead in this race. That said, he's short of 50%, and, you know, you got to get to 50% or pretty darn close to it to win a race like this, and he's still got some work to do. But clearly, Congressman Cotton has, at this stage, and I think you noted appropriately, it's really just April. At this stage, he's not yet connected with Arkansas voters. And I think it's also important to note that the attacks on Senator Pryor, which really have been very heavily focused on Obamacare, seem to be coming up a little bit short at this point.
Do you think that's a mistake with the Cotton campaign concentrating on Obamacare? I mean, obviously, it was a big issue, but we're starting to kind of move past that in some ways. Do people kind of fatigue with Obamacare now?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we've now seen this is the third election cycle where that's been the centerpiece, right, of Republican critiques on all Democrats has really been about Obamacare. And I think the more interesting numbers inside this New York Times Kaiser poll are really those questions about people's perceptions of Obamacare, Medicaid expansion, the variety of health care reforms. And what we're seeing there is a pretty muddled picture, is that folks really like a lot of the elements of the Affordable Care Act. They don't like Obamacare as a brand, and I think we've known that for a good while. But I think especially as some of the real components of Obamacare really kind of come to life and people get health coverage that didn't have it, I think it really starts to change the picture a little bit, because now, especially if one lacks an alternative, the question is, well, are you going to, you know, push a couple hundred thousand Arkansans off of health care coverage? And I think that does start to change the dynamic in a way. Now, clearly, we're not at a stage where a Democrat like Mark Pryor can kind of tout his support for Obamacare as a net positive, but we're at, again, this gray period where it's not all negative, it's not all positive. And I think that, you know, a few months ago it looked all negative before the program came online, and I think that the Cotton campaign is going to have to make some adjustment to add something to the repertoire, both in the form of presenting an alternative approach, but then also kind of adding to some issues to the debate.
I've actually asked this question a lot lately. You see Congressman Cotton and you see the Senator Pryor camp. Do you feel as though it's not even so much what the Cotton camp's doing to attack Senator Pryor? It's more of the fact that the Pryor camp has actually done a better job of defining Tom Cotton to the rest of Arkansas? Because there's not a lot, I mean, there's a lot of Arkansans out there still that don't know who Tom Cotton is.
Yeah, and I think it has been a pretty effective attack on his voting record. It really has not been a personal attack. It's been really an attack on his voting record. And I think you make a good point in that, you know, there was a window here before Tom Cotton defined himself, where the prior campaign really pretty assertively, pretty aggressively, really focused on some of the elements of his voting record that are pretty unpopular in Arkansas. A lot of those really do center on issues that are of particular relevance to Arkansas women, who are a big chunk of the electorate. And I think it has been pretty effective. I think that, you know, the counter from the Cotton campaign has really been to focus on his military service, which is clearly a very effective definer. But, you know, it's, you know, his service versus a voting record. And it, at least to date, the prior campaign, I think, has at least countered any of that self-defining that Cotton has done by really creating an alternative that's really about his record.
What did you see from the Talk Business Hendricks College poll to this one? Were you surprised at some aspects? Should people even expect sometimes a gap like this between the two?
Well, you know, I think we, in all these polls, we have to, you know, say several things. You know, they're all just a snapshot in time. Campaign's a very long thing. They certainly do all consistently show a lead for Pryor, and the more polls you have to show a lead for a person, you know, add them all up, and that person probably does have a lead of some sort. Mm-hmm. We don't know exactly how big that lead is, and we also, I think, know that there are enough undecided votes out there that you know, the incumbent is short of 50%, and it's always dangerous when an incumbent is short of 50%. Because, you know, we do know some polling history that, you know, at the end of the day, that those who have are not supporting the incumbent either aren't going to vote at all, or they're going to, you know, be more likely to go to the challenger. That said, for the reasons you talked about earlier, this may be really a battle between alternatives rather than an incumbent versus a challenger. I think that's what's really happened in this race. Is this has been become a battle about competing alternatives rather than incumbent and a referendum.
Sure. Yeah, it seems as though, I mean, of any election that I can remember, we have two very, very different candidates running against each other.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Obviously, with any poll, but especially a poll like this, giving an advantage to one candidate over the other, you're going to have both sides come out and say why this poll is legit and why this poll is bogus. One of the arguments right now from the Republican side is saying, you know, how can you have these numbers, I think right now saying it's 26 to 27 Obama and Romney, saying, you know, Obama won it by 24 points in Arkansas. These aren't legitimate numbers. Then on the other side, you have the Democrats saying that these are, especially if you look at the numbers, they show Obama and Romney running close in the states. Obama's approval rating is about where you'd expect it to see in most states. That's, 33% approve in Arkansas, 60% disapprove. So there are some nuggets where everybody agrees that's correct. The Republicans are saying, well, maybe the sampling numbers aren't exactly correct. I mean, what are you seeing with that? Do you see either one of those arguments?
I obviously haven't seen all the sure. data on this poll. A lot of the other snapshots that we see here do mm-hmm. feel on target. I mean, I think the governor's race, I think everybody would agree, is essentially a tie. And there's been consistent polling to that effect, so that seems in step. The governor's approval rating, which has been in the mid to high 60s throughout mm-hmm. his governorship, feels pretty on target. The president's approval ratings being, you know, in the low 30s feels pretty on target in terms of his standing over a long period of time. So there are other elements to it that feel pretty on target, but we don't know. And sure. I think we just have to, with all these polls, we have to say, yeah. okay, there's some insight here. I think added all together, that insight suggests that Cotton has not, the Cotton campaign has to find, you know, some new messaging. Mm-hmm. I think, and it suggests that the prior campaign has done a pretty good job of defining him. But, you know, this is April, and we are a long, long, long ways away from this general election. And I think it is going to be, you know, a dogfight of a campaign. And I think that is a different story than some Republicans hoped. I think they really, mm-hmm. I think there was some hope that Mark Pryor would be in a situation very much like Lance Lincoln was in 2010. I think it's very clear that we're in a very different kind of race this time.
Yeah, absolutely, especially looking back to that time until this time. It's going to be a very, very interesting and different race, to say the least. Another question I do want to ask you. When you look at the state of Arkansas, a lot of these national publications are looking at it saying, you know, Arkansas remains this political anomaly, you know, conservative but very much in touch with their Democratic past. We saw it in 2010 when Governor Mike Beebe won all 75 counties in a Republican wave election. It's very, very strange. And you mentioned it just a minute ago that Republicans were hoping, you know, for a Blanche Lincoln type of victory they saw with Bozeman that year. But even in 2012, they expected to have way more seats in the state house than they ended up getting. So is this one of these things where maybe Republicans are kind of counting their chickens before they hatch? Just a little bit. Obviously, it's April and things could change dramatically, but we've seen that a couple of times.
Yeah, and you know, and Arkansas is a state that where, you know, party is mattering more and more. Mm-hmm. And clearly, you know, I think if you don't see some kind of Republican shift in this state, I mean, you're pretty politically blind. That said, it is a state that is more complicated because of, you know, the role that personality continues to play. And while Arkansans, you know, I think emphasize the fact that they vote for the person rather than the party, I think that's, they probably do that a little less than they think they do, but they still do it. And, you know, if a candidate can kind of differentiate him or herself from a party, that can be advantageous. And we clearly have seen, you know, there is a Mike Beebe brand that is separate from the Democratic Party brand. And I think that there is a prior brand that is separate from the Democratic Party brand. And I think we're seeing some of that at work. Is it enough to win a race in a otherwise pretty negative environment for Democrats? You know, I think that's, you know, to be determined. That's what the next handful of months are about.
One more question, and I'll let you get out of here. Obviously, kind of puts you on the spot a little bit right now, but what do you see? What does Senator Pryor, in your opinion, need to do to win in November? And then the same question for Congressman Cotton, in your opinion.
Well, I think that, you know, Pryor probably has to continue doing what he's doing now. You know, I think that, you know, this combination of defining himself as and a reminder of you know, his kind of, you know, moderation and Arkansas comes first kind of mantra, combined with some very, you know, effective attacks on the record of Cotton. I think the, you know, the one stumble that Mark Pryor has had was the suggestion that there was a sense of entitlement. Mm-hmm. I think that did not in Cotton because of his military service. I think that was the one spot at which Mark Pryor's kind of gone off track a little bit. I think mm-hmm. otherwise he's kind of done things right. I think Cotton, you know, clearly the president remains very unpopular. I think that link to the president makes sense. I think it just has to be spread beyond Obamacare mm-hmm. To some other issues. Moreover, I think that, you know, the Cotton campaign really has to, you know, define Tom Cotton as a person. And, you know, begin to add some dimensions to Tom Cotton. I do think the latest ad that they put out on the one with his
drill sergeant.
I think is a quite good ad. Mm-hmm. And I think that is that's the kind of, you know, story that they need to tell about Cotton as a person.
Sure.
With Cotton really telling his own story. But I think that they've then got to, on the attack front, they've got to find some other issues. And I think it is important to note, you know, some of this stuff they don't really have a lot of control over. Americans mm-hmm. for Prosperity is running most of the anti-Obamacare ads. And, you know, the Cotton campaign has limited input into what they do on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it all comes down to it, regardless of even policies and what you stand for, people got to like you. And you got to show some of that personality, especially someone like Cotton, who we haven't known for a whole long time.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, political science professor at Hendricks College, Dr. Jay Barth. Hey, thank you so much for taking time.
Of course. Anytime, Jay.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
This has been another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. For our director, Jeff Campbell, I'm J.R. Davis. We'll see you next time.
This production is copyright 2014 by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. All rights reserved.